is Rumble in the Morning on FM
99. Reach around, reach around, reaching around. Yeah, we'll reach around, reach around.
Yeah, we reach around the internet to bring the finest audio entertainment as we can find it each and every Wednesday morning at right around this time. And we'll start today with a health warning for you. You may want to stop picking your nose.
You might feel disgusting when you notice anyone next to you is picking their nose, but admit it, you do it too. And it might be the natural option when you don't find a box of tissues to use. Also, it can be bad for you. The main reasons people feel the need to pick their nose is to clear it from dried mucus, relieve itching, or just because it makes them feel good. Boogers form when mucus and cilia, the tiny hairs that line the nostrils, trap the dust, dirt, germs, and pollen that get into your nasal cavity. When these boogers build up in your nose, it can be uncomfortable, and sometimes just blowing into a tissue doesn't work. Picking your nose can cause abrasions and bleed within your nostrils.
Yeah.
That's not a terrible damage, but when the germs from your hands get into your nasal passage, it can cause a respiratory infection.
Yeah.
One way doctors avoid cold and flu is by stop picking their nose.
Yeah.
In some extreme cases, people tend to pick their nose so much that they tore a hole in their nasal septum, which is a thin tissue that separates the nostrils. So, next time you think of nose picking, think about how many germs are on your hands and in your boogers. Try to use a tissue instead.
Good idea.
Okay, thank you. Wow, man, my eyes are watering just thinking about that.
I'm trying so hard not to pick my nose right
you
now.
You pick so hard that you burrow a hole in your nasal septum. Wow, man. Damn.
Are you scratching your brain? What are you doing?
I don't know. What are you doing in there mining for gold is the expression. Ah, nose gold, yes.
I know a guy who was hospitalized because he kept pulling his nose hairs out.
Ooh.
And he got a bad infection. Then was had to like take off his nose.
Pull your nose hairs out.
Yeah, you can't pull your out because that you're leaving a pore open there and you can easily get them.
It's bad. Yeah.
That's why you trim them.
Cut them off with the scissors.
You guys need a trimmer. I got one in my car.
Yeah, I might need one. I'm sorry. Don't get these
pluck
nose
your
hairs.
Nose hairs.
Air hairs.
Well,
things.
You know what? You're gonna be happy to hear about the nose hairs, air hairs. Man. That's called second puberty. It's your second puberty.
As you approach the monumental age of 30, the awkward transitional period of your life becomes nothing more than a distant memory. Until now. Welcome to second puberty, the stage of life when you actually become an adult. You're going to begin to notice some changes, like hair where there wasn't hair before, in your nostrils, on your back, and in your ears. Pretty much everywhere except your head, the one place where it matters. You'll see your body blossoming into womanhood. Womanhood being the doughier, wrinklier version of girlhood. Cellulite stretch marks, smile lines. That's right, smile lines. You're being punished for joy. The day-to-day stress of your adult life will lead you to seek out comfort foods. Unfortunately, your new adult stomach can no longer handle delicious food. So you can either deal with the overwhelming cravings or diarrhea. So much diarrhea! That brings us to exercise. Not being fat takes a ton of work now. But with a strict regimen and a healthy diet, you might be able to transform that very chubby body into a sorta chubby body. And all it costs is your social life. As a man, you might start to notice you don't crave sex the way you did when you were a teenager. This is referred to as the dicks or assholes phenomenon. You see, men reach their sexual peaks before women, when their chances of getting laid are the lowest. Then, their dicks slowly break over time. Human sexuality is essentially one big missed high five. But that's nothing compared to fertility, which dictates that a 15-year-old girl making a mistake on prom night has a better chance of getting pregnant than a 40-year-old woman actively trying to conceive with her husband. In fact, fertility starts to fall off year by year after 30. So start thinking about that stuff now, ladies. But why bother worrying at all? You have no idea what you're doing, and anyone who's ever given you advice is a fallible human who could be wrong about everything. Better you just drink to forget. Oh ho, but hangovers are way worse now. So, did I mention you can rent a car? That's pretty cool.
There you go. Right. That's right. Second puberty.
Great.
Hey.
Great. Looking forward.
And then this guy has a series of videos online about being blind. Really interesting. Like, they would, for example, they'd name a movie star and ask him what he thinks.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Cruise looks like.
Right.
What do you,
oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How does that? How do you visualize? You conjure up something, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, he put out his, this is his list about the, these are the best things about not having sight. The best things about being blind, actually, according to him.
People always say, God, you know, it must suck to be blind. My God, how do you do it? Oh, you poor guy. It's true. But you know what? There's plenty of good things about being blind. I can go on airplanes first. I get VIP treatment at amusement parks. Every single woman I've ever been with is a 10. Never have to worry about drinking and driving. I don't have to watch somebody age. I ride the train for half fare. A lot of times I even ride for free. They just won't come and ask for my ticket. They'll just walk right by me. Better not disturb the blind guy. Shh. I'll let him ride for free today. I can get a handicap parking sticker. I don't have to do my own lawn. My electric bill's lower than yours. I mean, think about it. I don't have the lights on all day, right? I got out of paying the $3 extra for 3D once. I got out of gym all through school. I totally got out of gym. It was awesome. Well, like in our school, everybody had to be on a team. I was on varsity suntan. I get free directory assistance. I have fewer bills, right? No car insurance, no car payment. So I got a couple less things. You know what's cool about being blind? There's no race. I don't know from beauty. I know people from what comes out of their mouth and what's in their heart. That's how I know people. It's very cool that way. My hearing is so much better than everybody else's. In fact, all my senses are better than yours. Nope, it's not a myth. It's all true.
Reach around.
I like to think about not being able to judge people on sight is really what he's talking about
there.
Yeah,
but what's in their heart?
Until they say something.
He's so positive.
Yeah, very positive.
Him.